Okay, flash this ammo. We just laying patch this ammo. Don't worry. It's not that. It's not that irrelevant. It's relevant. Okay. Emor el kohanim. Say to the kohanim. Notice that most of the parashiyot do not start with amira. It starts with dibur. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor. And this parasha begins with emor. Interesting. Tamid vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor. Dibur. Po vayomer Hashem. Emor el hakohanim. Ve'omarto aleihem. What's the difference between amira and dibur? The Ramban says there is no difference. Al derech hapshat, it's the same thing. Amira, dibur, it's all the same thing. Interesting that the name of the parsha becomes emor. What does it mean? Emor doesn't mean anything. Usually, Reuben zachita, because you came in a week that I guarantee you you'll have tremendous ta'anug. We're going to speak about the Olamot Elyonim. We're going to speak about Olam Habriya and Olam Hayitzira. And we're going to talk about Shemotav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Esh of Zohar and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Everything we're going to talk about today. So you are zochet to come in the right week. But we want to start from this point. Parshat Emor. What is Emor? Usually it's Vayidaber. Vayidaber Hashem or Moshe Leimor. Here it's Emor. Vayomer, Emor al Akonim, Vamarta Aleihem. Why does it substitute the word Dibur, Tachlif, Machlif, Dibur, the Lashon Amira? Why? Ramban says, Al Derech HaPshat, there is no difference between Amira and Dibur. It's all the same thing. You know, it's interesting that the Parsha takes on the name of Emor. What does it mean? Usually the Parsha should have a significance, the name, Hashem, Morel, Mashu, Hashuba, Parsha, Bereshit, Noyach, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisach, Akol, Yezbo, Mashu. What, because it's the first word? Did you ever think about who gave the names of the Parshias? Who gave the names of the Parshias? It's interesting because, you know, when the Gemara, you never have the names of the Parshias. And on the side of the Gemara, it never gives you the name of the Parsha. It always gives you Bereshit, Gimel, Dalet, Tes, Yud, Chaf, Chafalet, chapters. On the side of the Gemara, it's not going to say it's in Parsha. Noach, Lecha, Chavayera, Chayisar. It's not going to say that. It's going to say what chapter. Who made up the chapters? A lot to want to say. Many say that the chapters were made up by the Christian Goyim.
Yeah,
it's a whole nidoin. Who made up the chapters?
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we took on the chapters. We didn't take on the names. Who named the parshias? Mm-hmm. Who decided this parsha is Parshat Emor? In other words, by the Brit of that it said V'ikare Shmo B'Yisrael Emor. Who decided that? Usually you have the father deciding who the name of the son. Who decided over here, V'ikare Shmo Emor? Who decided? What does Emor mean? What kind of name? What's because the first name? Imagine that a person names his child It's. Because when the doctor came out, the first word he said was, It's a boy! He names it It's. Emor. Because it's the first word in the parasha. Lo morel shum davar. What's Emor?
Somebody else, his children.
So it's always that way. So what is the Emor? What is the significance of Emor? Okay. It's interesting, we do find that Amira is raka. It's an expression of soft. The Gemara says, Ko tomar lebet Yisrael v'saged Lebnei Yisrael. I'm sorry. Kol Tomar Lebet Yaakov Vesaged Lebnei Yisrael. Gid. Taged is a Lashon Kasha, like a gid, like a vein. So to the men, you have to say Dvarim Kashim Ki Gidim. But Lebeis Yaakov, to the women, you have to say Tomar, Lashon Raka, soft talk. So maybe this is the point here. Maybe here he had to say soft talk. Did he have to say soft words here? Maybe that's what Emma, Yomen, instead of Dibur, because Dibur might be Lashon Kasha, like Taged. Maybe it's a strong, harsh word. And Emor is softer. And Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer wants to learn like this. That Amira is substituted here because it has to be Lashon Rakah. It has to be soft-spoken. Meaning, when you teach your child, because don't forget, this is Emor V'amarta. Rashi explains, Lazig Dalim Alaktanim. So he says that the idea... Well, he doesn't talk so much about the chinuch. I say it that way. I always say over that that's what it means. That since it's about chinuch, so it's a lashon of amira. It's all about lashon raka. But it still doesn't explain the first one then. It should have been that he should say b'lashon raka to the kohanim. If it's the way I'm learning... Right? That it's emor is a lashon of amira raka, and you, the way you teach the child is has to be belashon amira raka. So then, why is the first part of the pasuk when Hashem speaks to Moshe that didn't have to be lashon raka? That could have been what vayidaber, right? Could have been vayidaber Hashem. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe emor that when you say it over, so you say belashon raka. Truth is, Emor al-Kohanim, the first Kohanim, is also not children. It's talking about the grown-ups. V'amarta aleihem is the amirah to the children. So again, it doesn't really answer. So Rav Moshe is a whole different mahalach, but at the same point. Amirah's lashon raka, that the idea of taking a shevet and telling them that they're different, and they have restrictions and rules and laws, it can't be that they feel that they were forced and it's a heavy load on them. You have to give them to understand that it's amirah, that it's for their benefit and for their good. You're giving halachas to the shevet. You're giving halachas for a kohen that he's different than everybody else. It's very hard, you know. Lenefesh lo yitama bi'amav. His best friend dies, he can't go to the levaya. Can you imagine you tell a guy his best friend dies, he can't go to the levaya? Who can he marry? He can only marry, you hear, a kohen gadol psula. But he can only marry a isha, right, almana. But a grusha he can't take. A kohen is not marry a grusha. What happens if he's a kohen and he's a divorced? Very hard to find the shidduch for him. You think it's easy for him? He's stuck. It's not easy. Kohen takes a very long time because where are you going to find? You have to find a single girl or an almana. Where are you going to find such a thing? Very hard. So a grusha is much easier. You know, a garush to marry a grusha is much easier. Memela, since, says Ramosha, you're putting a lot of restrictions on the kayin, so introduce it to them. Belashon amira. This is the laws, these are the halachot, and force them and make it like it, you know, either you listen or you don't.
Oh, talk nice.
Talk nice. Give it to them to understand that they should appreciate. Lashon Raka. Okay? So explains Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha. Okay. Rabotai, there's a beautiful Vilna Goyin, Gra, in Mishlei. The Goyin from Vilna in Mishlei, Dalit Chav, says, Dibur is Hainu Adibur HaTorah Atzma. The words of the Torah themselves. What is Amira? Amira is Pnimius HaTorah, the Kavanoseha, V'Ta'ameha. Dibur, you like it. Dibur is always the words of the Torah. The words themselves. Amira is, yeah, Pnimius HaTorah. Kavanoteha v'ta'ameha. let's discuss what is Pnimiyut HaTorah, what is Kavanoteha, and what is Ta'meha. What is all this all about? What are the Ta'mei HaTorah? What are the Kavanot HaTorah? What are the Pnimiyut HaTorah? What is this? And then why is it here? Why by the Kohanim, when you teach them that they're different and they have a lachot of tuma and so on and so forth, is it mishtamesh bilashon amira, which is more on the pnimiut, on the tamim, on the kavanot Torah? Why? I mean, it's a very nice pshat, beautiful, but how does it fit into this parsha then? And then we could go back maybe to understand why the name Emor is very crucial. It's very unique to this parsha. So amira is not stamma talking. It means much more. It means pnimiut Torah. It means Tamei Torah, Kavanot Torah. So then Emor, it means not just the first word of the parsha, it means something, right? Amira. Amira is something more than just Dibur. Okay. So these are the two things we'll have to explain. After we explain what does it mean, Pnimiyut HaTorah. A, we'll have to explain why here. Why here in this parsha does it talk about Pnimiyut HaTorah? And B, why is the name of the parsha Emor? So first of all, let's begin by discussing the Ta'amei HaTorah. Everybody knows that the Ta'amei HaTorah, there's a chinuch. The chinuch explains us all the reasons for the mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, some of the Ta'amei HaTorah is in the Torah itself, right? You look at the Torah, sometimes it says reasons for mitzvahs. For those mitzvahs that there are no reasons, you look at the chinuch. The Gra in Divrei Eliyahu Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed says, "Al kol inyan yesh arbe ta'amim." On every inyan in the Torah, on every one, there's many, many reasons. Rak shechazal lo gilu lanu rak atama pashut. Chazal only told us the simple reasons. V'chein b'mitzvot haTorah. And even where the Torah writes Tama Mitzvah, Yesh Oy Ta'amim Nistarim. So what we see Ta'amim, what we see even in the Gemara Ta'amim, what we have in the Rishonim based on the Gemara is only what, Rabotai? It's Ma'at. Yeah, it's a little bit. And there's many, many more ta'amim nistarim for every inyan in the Torah. Okay? So when we talk about ta'amei HaTorah, we don't know them all. We're far from knowing them all. There's so much more that we don't know. Okay. Let me tell you more. The Gra in Shir HaShirim writes the following. Do you know there's something called Ayin Panim LaTorah? There are 70 ways in Drachim to explain the Torah. And everybody knows there are 70. But the truth is that's a tremendous mistake. There are more than 70. Says the Gra in Shir HaShirim, Hey Yud, Batorah yesh ayin panim, ubechol echod v'echod. And in each one of the ayin, yeshishim ribu panim. There's 600,000 pshatim in every one of the ayin. So make your numbers. 70 times 600,000. Oh, yes, there's an end. It's 42 million.
Billion.
Billion, excuse me. 42 billion? No, I think it's billion. Billion? Six to
million.
Million or billion? Million, right?
It's billion.
Make the numbers. Make the numbers.
4.2
billion. This is very good. 4.2 billion. All right? So understand that on every word of the Torah, there's 4.2 billion pshatim. Maybe. You hear what's going on here? Do you have it? You have the Shir HaShirim? We have it? Read it for them. Let them see it inside. Let them see it. Some of it. Amarti achkama v'hi rechoka mimeni. As smart as he got, he didn't get it all. You knew this? 42 billion pshatim on every word in the Torah. Nifla. Okay. You know, everybody likes to talk about Mashiach. When Mashiach comes. And everybody likes to talk about the Sudat HaTzadikim. When Mashiach comes, the Sudat Leviathan. Alright? What are we going to eat? We're going to eat delicious fish and delicious meat. The Leviathan and the Shor HaBor. For the Ashkenazim, they'll have special gefilte fish. But for you guys, they'll have it straight out. And for the other ones, they'll have a sushi. They'll have it. Okay? Well, lox with bagels. They'll have Leviathan with bagels.
42 million.
It was millions, not billion. I thought so. It didn't sound right. Okay, but it's enough. I think it's pretty good also. 42 million pshatim. 42 million pshatim on every word in the Torah. You probably know a few hundred million, but 42 million, you know. What do you know? Like 5 million, 6 million. So one day you'll get...
Shout out the million, 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Rabbi Sai, you have it, read it inside. Hey, Perik Hey, Pasuk Yud. Okay. While he finds it, I'm going to continue explaining to you something very interesting. When Mashiach comes, the Sudat Leviathan, we're going to eat Shor HaBor. We're going to eat sushi, Leviathan. We're also going to drink. What are we going to drink? Leviathan is the big whale. There's a big whale. Kasher. Hashem. So the truth is, everybody thinks it's not kasher, but it has fins and scales. Because we spoke about it once, that from the
special made
the fins in the scale is going to kill the Shor HaBor. That's how it's going to make shechita to the Shor HaBor. We spoke about this. Okay, yeah. Shor HaBor is the wild ox. It's a special ox. Good meat, buffalo wings. You'll have buffalo wings and sushi. Okay, what are you going to drink? You're going to drink yayin ha-meshumer. Very special aged wine. He knows from the Kabbalah's form, the Yayin HaMeshumer. Okay, it's brought down the Zayar. That at the Sudas Leviyasan, we're going to drink Yayin HaMeshumer. Go ahead, read it.
So it says, "Vehainu shebetorah yesh 70 panim leTorah, ubechol echad veechad yesh 60 ribo panim."
No. Pilei ployin.
Everything he learned with Hashem learned with Moshe Rabbeinu.
I know. We'll talk about that a little bit later. No, what are you trying to unbelievable? You do this? 42 million pshatim on every word. Shishim ribu, you know? 600,000. So 600,000 times 7.
Shishim ribu.
Ribu. It's 10,000. 60 times 10,000 times 70. You did the numbers?
42 million.
Right? Shishim ribui. Shishim, 60, 10 thousandths.
600,000.
Right? So 600,000.
So he says they say that it's endless of Torah. The wisdom of Hashem is endless, but he says that it's mumbal.
Okay. Now, so the question is, Mitzvah Hashem, when you get to 1 million, you'll get back to me, okay? When you get to the 1 million pshat. Now, so they're going to drink Yayin HaMeshumer. They're going to drink this wonderful wine. What is this Yayin HaMeshumer? What, you think it's a French aged wine from Lyon? You think that's what it is? You think Hashem is going to have a connoisseur sitting there and asking, would you like some beautiful wine with your meat? No, they're not going to do that. So what's the Yayin HaMeshumer? What is it? So the Gra says, in Tikkunei Zohar, Raza de Purkana, and he says the following: Latid lavo yitgale kol ayin panim. All the 70 panim will become mitgale. Vizehu yayin hameshumer. That's the yayin hameshumer. Shalom nitgale misheshet yemei bereishis. So every cup, you'll be getting millions and millions of pshatim on the Torah. Wow. A million pshatim on Bereishis. So let's take another drink. Whoa! 6 million pshatim on the word bara. That's Yayin HaMeshumer. The girl says, I'm not making, you know, I bedavka didn't bring all the other Sfarim. The Mikubalim Sfarim, because, yeah, but the Gra.
It's not the meaning, it's not the literal meaning.
What's the difference? Whatever it is, Yayin HaMishomer means you're going to get the Ayin Panim LaTorah. That's what it means. Okay. The Gra in the Zohar Pashat Tzav, Divra Maschel Adam V'Ishto, writes the following. Latid Lavo, Yigal Lelonu Moshe Rabbeinu HaKoil. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us everything. Lo kamo shekatuv b'Torah achshav. Not the way it's written now in the Torah. Bilavush hasipurim. It's all melubash with stories. Avram went, he came, Yitzchak. Where are you going, Yitzchak? Okay. Right? Yitzchak, Yak, these are stories. We're going to get it raw without all the stories. So why is there stories in the Torah? B'shvil ha'erev rav. It's only written this way for the erev rav, says the Gra. Shelo yilmedu apnim, that they shouldn't learn the inside. Unbelievable. Pilei ploy.
All the history.
Nah, that what are you going to teach them? The Torah, the feet, the pnimiyut ha'Torah, it's not for them. So we have to say it as a story. You know, like today a rav speaks, he can't say the divrei Torah, he has to put in stories. Otherwise, the people are going to say, ah, this is too much, too much. You got to make a story, a this, a b'dicha. All the stories of the Torah, says the Gra, is only l'shaber et ha'ozen. L'shaber et ha'ozen. You know, I want to tell you something very interesting. You know, a lot of the stories in the Torah, people go here and they say Torah to explain halachically what this and what this and what that. It's a story, no? Sachakol, it's a story. The Hainu, for example, Pari. Yeah. Pari went and told the Mialdot to kill the babies of the Jewish people. The Parashat Drachim, which is the Mishnah Lamelech, says that the reason why Pari did this, and he has all arichut b'halacha, because a goy is not ne'rag ala urin. A guy does not get killed for killing making an abortion for killing a baby. Excuse me, the opposite. A guy is Nerak. A Jew is not Nerak. So Pari didn't want to do it because he's a guy. So he didn't want to be Nerak. And that's why he didn't send his own messengers, his own soldiers to do it. What did he ask? He asked the Jewish women to do it because B'nai Yisrael are not Neragin. Ala Ubarin. Tell me, Pari was such a lamdan. Ask people in the street, they don't know this halacha. You know this halacha, you knew this, you don't know this, right? So how did Pari know this? Pari the idiot knew this and you don't know this? So how could it be such? I never understood this. We make Pari into this big lamdan, this big Talmid Chacham, this big posek, and Pari thought this and this. All the brisket Torah is what? It's all pilpul about people who have no shaykhut to nothing, right? And you know what the answer is? Hasipur zerak malbush. The story is just a malbush. The halachot that's learned from it is the pnimut. That's really what's going on behind the story. The story was just to bring out these, the Bnei Yisrael, the Neragim ala Ubrim, it's all. I once said an unbelievable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Et asher talalti b'Mitzrayim, ve'et oto taya shesamti bam. Right? Talalti. I made a joke, right? What? Yeah. What was the joke? That's some joke. It's a b'dicha me'od mara. It was a very bitter joke what happened in Mitzrayim. Tell me, you think Pari was laughing? I don't think so. If he was, he was crazy. You know anybody that was laughing? I don't know. There was nothing to laugh about. Yeah?
You know what there was to laugh about in Mitzrayim? I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be crying if I saw the story in Mitzrayim.
So we once spoke about this. And we said many different pshatim throughout the years. One pshat that we said was, you ever go to a puppet show? You ever go to a puppet show?
Yes.
You laugh. Everybody laughs. Once a kid comes, the puppet, they just... You remember the speech? I gave you a speech. Puppet show. Yeah. Pari almost had no bechira. He was like a puppet. Puppet. You know, you laugh. Why? Because there's someone on top over there that's playing the strings, and he's... Paro was just like a puppet. Nothing. Hashem on top was... Okay, say yes, say no, let them out, don't let them out. Here, I'll give you a good bang. And the poor guy. Yeah? That's it, Talalti b'Mitzrayim. You want to know something? The result of the story was already written many, many years before. The Reb Chaim Brisker says this in the Haggadah, you know that? Pesach al shum ma. Right? Matzah al shum ma. Right? Why do we eat matzah? Because Klal Yisrael left. Right? Says Reb Chaim Brisker, it doesn't say al shem ma. It doesn't say why we eat matzah al shem ma. The opposite. The story was al shum ma. Why did the story happen? So we should eat matzah. It's the other way around. Pesach, the story of Pesach, al shum ma. Why did it happen? And the answer is because we had to eat matzah. So the Eibishter made it, says Reb Chaim Brisker. Because don't forget, istakel be'oraisa, baralma, right? So this is all pre-arranged for the totzaot. Chap that. Reb Chaim Brisker, brilliant, very nice. Yeah. We don't eat matzah. People think we eat matzah because we left Mitzrayim. It's the opposite. We left Mitzrayim because we have to eat matzah. That's called levush asipurim. Levush asipurim. This is the malbush of the sipurim. So what is the Torah then? If the stories, you chapped it, ah? So what's Taka Pshat in the stories? The stories is just a Malbus. So then what's the Torah then? Before we continue, I just want to show you something very interesting. Yayin is always affiliated with Ayin. 70. How do I know this? You'll take out a Gemara, Ervin Daf Samach Hei,
which is,
and the Gemara there says that Ayin, I'm sorry, that Yayin, it was Nivra Ba'ois Ayin, and Sod, what's the Gematria of Sod? Also, Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod. That's what the Gemara says. What Ayin? What are you talking about? Yayin was Nivra Ba'ayin? You have any idea what it's talking about? Yayin? Yud, and Nun. Right?
Why? Yain is 70.
Go ahead, Nivra. Go ahead, read.
70.
Yain is 70 and Sayyid is 70. Yeah? Samachay. Tell me something. Didn't we say Yain and Mishumer is connected to Ayin? Yeah. Ayin, Panim Latera. Oh. Ayin, Panim Latera, huh? How much is it? Yain is
70.
Nivra, but Ayin. Go ahead, read it now. Read the Gemara.
Okay, I think it's this. It says, "Amar Abchia Kol Hamitiyashev BeYeno Yesh Bodat."
Yesh Bodat. Okay, Yayin brings dat. Go ahead, yeah.
This is Ayin Skenim.
No, it's Bodat
Ayin Skenim. It has the dat of the Sanhedrin. Ayin Skenim. So again, Ayin Skenim. First Gemara. Then the Gemara says that Yosef sent Yaakov. You hear? Yosef sent Yaakov, Yayin, Shemiyashiv, Dat Skenim. Old wine he sent him that gives back Dat Skenim. Yashiv. Tell me something. He sent him a very fine Bordeaux from Egypt. Is that what it is? Shot this Gemara. What? You think Yosef had to send him a Bordeaux from Egypt?
Yeah,
Bordeaux or Yayin, what's it called? Yeah. What are those fancy wines? Bordeaux, Bordeaux.
It's an area in Bordeaux.
But it's a fancy wine. The Bordeaux, you don't know this? Shkaklach. All right. Whiskey, Amishabach, Amishabach, Versois, Vershover, Daatskini. Okay. The point B, again, that. Ayin skeinim ayin. Then he says that it's also
yayin nitan be'ayin otiyot.
Be'ayin otiyot. You hear? Nitan be'ayin otiyot. Isn't it funny?
Sod nitan be'ayin otiyot.
And sod was nitan be'ayin otiyot.
So nichnas yayin, yetzes
sod. Yotzes sod. What's yayin ha'mishumer, Rabotai? Sidus at Torah, no? The Ayin Panim La Torah. The Ayin holds unbelievable Goyin. When I finally understood this Gemara. I never understood this Gemara. Never. Never in my life did I understand this Gemara. The Gemara was half a fella. Ayin, Ayin Skenim. That has to do with that. It has to do with Nesod. What? And the answer, Rabotai, is Yayin HaMishomer. Yayin HaMishomer, which is water emes for Ayin Panim Latera. Tamasha Mea, Taloko Fetz, Hashavti Shikulam Yikpitsu, Yasu Rikud.
I'm waiting for more, it's a little too late.
You understand what I'm teaching you? It's Rizik. It's Rizik of Shad. I hold that was the first time in my life I was mechavan la emet. First time. It's emet. Emet la mito. Take a look what it says here. Not the first time, but alright. Do you see what it says here? Ayin, ayin, skenim. What's ayin? What are you talking about? 70, 70, skenim, dat. What is all this about? And the teretz is, like the Gra explains to me, ayin ha-mishomer, is really a remes for something deeper. So Rem is for the Ayin Ponim Latera, the Pnimius, the 642 million pshat. So the Yayin is a Yayin HaMishumer, which is Miyashiv Tatz Kainim, in the physical Yayin. Everything in this Bria is Zelu Matzeh. We know we have things which are Ruchni and things which are Lahavdil, Keneged Gashmus. Yayin is a big thing. Right? Yayin is Einoy Mashir Ala Yayin. Yayin used for Kiddush. Yayin used in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ruchnis of the Yayin HaMishomer is the Ayin Panim LaTorah. That's what the Ayin, that's the significance of the Ayin. Okay. Now, let's go a little further and see more. It says in the Pasuk in Iyuv about Torah. Yeah? Pasik Perikir Al Pasik Tes Aruka Mi Eretz Bida Urchava Urchava Aruka. It is longer Urchava and it's wider Urchava Miniyam. What's wrong? Aruka Mi Eretz Bida. The measurement. It's longer. Urachava miniyam, it's wider than the miniyam. So it's the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam, something unbelievable. Yeah,
mida, measure.
Yeah, let's see. So we've just came that how many pshatim? Now let's see the measure. The measure says the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam something unbelievable. Mamish unbelievable.
The yain cannot become kilayim.
Okay, not now. The way for not kilayim. Okay, listen carefully. It says like this. The Gam Nemar Aruka Meretz Mida Urechava Urechava Miniyam. Here there's the Dekudot. Urechava Urechava Miniyam. The Hainu in Banu Lichtaif Kal HaInyanim Hatzvunimba. If we came to write all the things which are Tzav Hashem Oilam Chafetz Chaim Lo Yaspik Oirech HaOretz Alzeh. There won't be enough space in this world to write over all the things that are in the Torah. One second, let's start again. Do you know how many miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles the Torah is?
It's before they discovered
America. It's after. What discovered America? The Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying that if we went and we had to write. You're not listening to what it says. I don't think you hear what we're talking about.
Write all the Torah Kedusha.
If we had to write every word that's in the Torah, there wouldn't enough land to hold the words.
Not only land, but it also mentions the water too.
It's just unbelievable.
Oh, it's.
In Banu, probably the world, the lid, the seas also. In Banu, or Chava Miniyam. In Banu Lichtaif. No, it may be Chen should. What happened? You just came from a spaceship? What happened to you? In Banu, Lichtai, Kalayani Matsunimba, La Yaspi Kairich Haaretz Alzeh. It's unbelievable. Vahaya leilichtev, says the Chafetz Chaim, a good word. Aruka me'eretz, or chav miniyam. Just say it's bigger than the earth. Why do you have to say me'eretz mida? When you talk about the measurement, just say it's bigger than the earth. Or a chava, and it's bigger than the ocean. Why do you talk about the mida? Says the Chafetz Chaim, unbelievable. When you want to measure something, right? The tools that you measure show how big the thing really is. Would you measure a block by inches?
No.
No, because it's so big that you don't measure it by inches, right? Would you measure it by feet? Also not. You measure by yards, right?
Yes.
Depending how big the thing is. For example, if I want to measure from here to the moon, would I say how many inches is it from here to the moon?
Miles.
No, you're talking about miles. And even miles, you're talking about light years. He says, Aruka me'eretz mida. There's no measurement in this world that can measure. In other words, it's beyond the measurements that we use in this world. That's how big the Torah is. This is pshat, you hear? V'yeish dvarim shemayim d'bedavah shemachzik shal. Okay, kol davah shugadol b'yayisah, kach hamida shimdu ba hi gdailah. Ulezeh ba'a kasav amma oydis ha'ter ba'atzma ein lan l'daber. She bevada gdailah arei cheker. The Torah is too great to even talk about. But even the mida, the measuring stick that we use, the numbers, for example, when you want to talk about the galaxies, do you talk about anything that we discussed? No, we talk about light years. Mm-hmm. You ever notice when you want to talk about the galaxy, you're not going to talk about foots, amas, inches. You're talking about a different measurement, which has no shaykhis to this world. Because it's light years away. Light years.
It's not old.
Shnot, the amount of time and space that that for the light, how the light travels. So Aruka, it's so big, me'eretz mida, that even the measurements of the eretz don't fit for the measurements of the Torah. The Kli HaMedida are that great? No, so therefore that we don't have such a measurement in this world even. There's no way even to measure it. When are you going to come to take out your ruler? There's no sheikhs to the numbers. Aruka, lo mi'eretz, ela mi'eretz mida, urechava miniyam. The measurements. Hey, when you talk about the ocean, how do you talk about it? You talk about
miles.
Unbelievable numbers, right? It's... But there's no measurement for Torah. It's Aruka. Me'eretz mida. Okay. Let me show you a little more now, Rabbi Sayyid. Listen carefully. The Gra writes that not only are the words of Torah and the Pirushim thousands and millions, says the Gra in Shir Hashirim, Hey Yud, the continuation over there, Kol HaTorah. V'chol ha'tevois. V'ha'gematriois. Do you know what gematriois ha'tayra are? Do you have any idea what it is? There's no end. There's just no end to the gematriot ha'torah. V'atzirufim shel ha'torah. Kulam shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem. Okay? This is all the different variables of Hashem. So think of what we're talking about. The Torah and the 42 million Pshatim and the Tzirufim and the Gematria, it's all what? Hakoil Koil, everything. Ishmotav Shal HaKadosh Baruch. Wait a second. I do understand it. I understand and I'll explain to you what it is. Hashem is Ein Sof. The Torah is Ein Sof. The Torah are descriptions of Bara Olam, of Hashem. All the mitzvahs and all the agot and all the chidushim. It's all ladat et Hashem. There's a different grad. I think it could be even it's there or somewhere else. The word ki yedativ, yedia, goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say yeda. Torah is also yeda. Through the Torah, a person comes to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Bama's Gemaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. Kuchabrichu, V'araisa, V'Yisrael Chadu. It's all one thing. It's one mitziut.
lead us to Yeush. Why Yeush? So much. How can
I never saw a guy walk into a lavish, what do they call that, smorgasbord. He sees so much food. He goes, you know what, I'm a CIS. I'm not even going to try. I'll go and leave. You take the first bite. No, you take a little bit. What, you ever see a guy with cash? I'm asking. Whatever. Imagine a guy goes into the restaurant and he sees a whole. I need my cash. I could never do all of this. So take at least a little bit. Enjoy it. Lefi God la betetz l'chatika. Now, the Gra in Tikkuni Zoya writes as follows. Kol hadorot klulim batorah. All the generations. Yeah? All the generations are all found in the Torah. It's all there. Ad oylam, till the end of the world. And don't forget, there are many worlds, right? There wasn't only one world. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olamos u'machrivan, and there was six worlds before this. Shai olamos. So it's all nichlal in the Torah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to discuss that now because that's seminar questions. I don't know. One thing for sure, many held that there were dinosaurs in those worlds. Pharisee Yisrael held there were dinosaurs in those worlds. Fossils. We find fossils. It's from those worlds. I can tell you that when you came from Russia, you should know that there are other worlds also. Because that's not... That's from the worlds of the dinosaurs. Okay, let's go weiter. Russia was from the worlds of the dinosaurs. Different Olamos.
Huh?
Alright, the who's the Gemara? It's from the Torah. From the Torah, a person could see all the Olamos, yeah? Kol ha-Doiris klulim ba-Torah. Now, lachen nitna ha-Torah li-Yisrael. And why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? Shekol neshama. Shekol echad ve-echad merumaz ba. Everyone's neshama is merumaz in the Torah. How many otiot? Shishim ribui, 600,000. How many neshamot? 600,000. Now, as a child, I used to bother, these questions used to bother me. How could you come and say there's 600,000? There's a few million people in Klal Yisrael. What are you talking about? How many people stood on Har Sinai? Not true. Between 20 and 60. 3 million stood.
Between 20 to 60 only men?
Only, yeah. Shishim Ribu was only between 20 to 60.
Only men.
So what happened to all the neshamot? What people, children don't have neshamot, women don't have neshamot, 60-year-old men don't have neshamot, till you're 20 on the neshamot. What are you talking about?
One counts, the other counts.
They were all living at the same time. What are you talking about?
Recycling.
No, when the child becomes 20,
yeah.
The old guy dies. Goes to,
I'm telling you, till 20, alive. He was alive. The guy 20 was alive, the guy 60 was alive.
18 and 65
years old.
So I'm asking you again. So the guy at 60 lost his neshama, he walks around as a zombie? What are you talking about?
No, he dies.
He dies. So every guy at 60, the guys who were standing by Har Sinai, they were 60s, died.
65 years old.
There was nobody that was over 60 on Har Sinai. What's he saying? I don't really talk.
How do you understand that?
Oh. This kasha bothered me a very long time. And you see, and that's why I'm here today. Why am I here today? And I know so much. Because instead of Yankees and Mets and the Chvezvas and Islanders and the Chvez and politics about Gedolim and Rebbes, I was bothered by these things. The rest of the stupidity of the world didn't bother me. The answer is, Rabbi Isai, and this already, I'm not going to bring you a grub, but this is Kabbalah stuff already, but I'll tell it to you. Neshamas have nitzuts, they're sparks. We share neshamas. And that's why if you look, sometimes a husband and a wife, they call them soulmates. They're sharing neshamas. They're two halves of one neshama. One was put into an ish, and the other one was put into an isha. And that's why they put them come together. Why do I like Reuben? Yeah. Ouch, that even hurt me.
Okay.
Why do I like...
I'm not there, he's there now.
He had the question.
Chashavti shezeh ata slicha. Ilo haya yoshev po haya niftar
mistah.
Oya olech la lamo mita.
No hayte noten li
bagay kaza. Hanitzot shlo haya yotze.
No hayte noten li kaza.
Shoel, ech zeh shenshama achat motzeah lashniyat hanshama?
That's good. It's good. No, his cash is more because the isha is, could, because that's the, in that case the isha is not, the isha is not the chelik sheni shel neshama. Okay. Kach is a tamid. Who rotzeh lishol zeh? What meshu shol? All right.
How does it answer mitzvot rabban again?
Neshamas can split up into many parts.
And?
So it comes out that there are 600,000 neshamot can be in 3 million people. It's not a question. Husbands and wives usually come from the same neshama, especially if it's shiduch and they're medubak. Medavak b'ishto. Friends. Why do I like somebody? Because we have same shoresh neshama usually. We all come from one nitzutz. The Gemara, the Shloss speaks many times that who is original, the nitzutz, he came from Moshe Rabbeinu, he came from this one, he came from that one. It's the nitzutz, it's a piece. It's like a spark. You don't need the whole fire, you just ignite. Okay.
I had a question about this. Why is
a different time. I just wanted to get through the information. I don't really want to talk about neshamot so much today. Okay, now, listen carefully. So now we have that not only is there 42 million pshatim on every word in the Torah, but all the dairis and all the neshamas and all the people, everything is found in the Torah. Okay. The Gra says a very good thing. He says like this: Lachena Torah nitna la'adam harishon. The Torah was given actually to Adam Harishon, says the Gra. Bara kol adorot. In it, he saw all the generations. Yeah? Avram Avinu also, Hevin Kol HaTorah, and Rabbo, he saw everything in it. Yeah. The Gra, we're gonna learn this soon, that the Gra explains that actually there's Nun Shari Bina, there's 50 Sha'arim of wisdom in Torah. Adam HaRishon was close to getting all 50. We're gonna learn this soon. What's the pshat? He sinned. And because he sinned, he had Vayigaresh. Hashem threw him away from knowing the 50th Shar of Bina. Yeah.
He was smart as well.
He was ready to know 50 Sharei Bina and Torah. He would have reached the highest levels of Torah, Adam Arishon. And he says that's the pshat. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. You can't see Hashem and live. Yeah? But that's pshat when there's Misa. And there's Misa. If someone has to die, it's Kilo Yirani Adam V'Chai. But if there was no Mita, if still there was no death in the world, you were able to see Hashem. The way I explained to you, the Gra says that all the Torah is Shmotav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So knowing complete Torah is what? Knowing Hashem. So that's the pshat. Kilo Yirani Adam V'Chai. You can't, but that's only once it's niknas misa. This is a grow. We're going to learn this a little bit later. We're going to speak about this a little later. But I had a simple question on this whole topic. If Avram Avinu, as well as Adam Arishan, saw the entire Torah... No, better question. So then what did they do? They woke up in the morning and they said, you know what? If I have to go or not go, if I have to sit or not sit, let me see what the Torah says. I have a manual of what the next thing I'm going to do. No, actually, if Abishai gave Adam Rishon the Torah, here, I always ask this for a question. The Gemara says a story about Adam Rishon that he met Kayin, and he asked Kayin, "Ma yatsa bedincha? What happened to you, Kayin? You killed your brother. What was the end of the story? What was your mishpat?" So he said, "Asiti tshuvit pasharti. I made a deal with Hakadosh Baruch Hu by making tshuva, which means I came to an understanding, and Hashem was mochel." Says Adam Arishan, Ile iti odeh, had I only known that I could do tshuva, right? I would have done tshuva and not get thrown out of Gan Eden. I thought tshuva's in the Torah, no? If tshuva's in the Torah, and Adam Arishan got the Torah, so how could he not know this? Oh, you like the question, huh?
Deep, this kind of stuff, you understand
it. What's too deep? You have a cap, it says the gap. It says on it, the gap.
The shoe is going through the gap.
It's a pelvic thing that they're Maidala Emmet. They buy hats that tell you what's going on between their and their. Not you. But the Goyim, they have a hat that says gap. I could look and see there's a gap over there.
Gap, right?
A gap is a empty space, a halal. No?
Hello.
You tell the guy, I need you to... Yeah. I can see by myself that there's a gap. What are you entitled? Some good question, huh? Huh? I would say maybe they didn't see what was negated to them, maybe. I don't know, but Tshuva is one of the Yisodot HaTorah. He didn't see it in the Torah Tshuva that he didn't know this thing called Tshuva. Yesh lefalpel v'yesh la'arich al'inyan. But the point being, the Gra tells me clearly that Adam Arishin got the entire Torah. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you from the Gra Naderet Eliyahu, Parshat Balak, Madura Dalit, Ot Chav Gimel. The answer is next week. Come next week, you get the answer. Yesh ayin panim la Torah, says the Gra. But that's only the Torah Shabal Peh. Memtet panim la Torah Shabiksav. Torah Shabiksav, the psukim, don't have ayin panim. And that's the pshat, the pasuk in Tilim Ches, pasuk Vav, Vatechasreyu mi'at. Melokim. Kilo nitan. L'moisha Rabbeinu rak memtet shari bina. V'amalachim yoidim es kulam. You hear? Memtet, I know. Memtet and ayin. V'techasreyu me'at. Memtet and ayin. Memtet for chumash and ayin for gemara. Now I want you to know that I had a question this all my life. You know, chumash, there's hundreds of pshat. Every guy puts out a book, this pshat, that pshat. And in the gemara, if a guy says a pshat which isn't 100%, you know what we say? It's not good. Look, pshat, pshat, anachon. If anything, it should be the other way around. In the Gemara, in the Torah Shabbal Peh, there's ayin panim la Torah. In the Chumash, there's what? Only memtes panim la Torah. So what's the pshat? And I want to tell you over this Gra that I said before, in Sefer Yetzirah, the Gra writes, Shar Hanun lo nigla lishum beria. No person... You're right. Shum bria. No bria, no creation. Rak Adam Arish. Huchan. He was almost ready. He was huchan to get Shar Hanun in Torah. La Siga. Ubecheto. Ma'ikaresh. Because he sinned, Hashem threw him out of Gan Eden and he didn't get the Shar Nun. The Kivan Shehuchan Lomus Lamut, since he was meant to die, he sinned. That's why he couldn't get it, and that's what I told you before. So I had a question. I don't understand. If there's ayin panim for the Gemara and memtet for the Chumash, why do we find more Torahs and Chidushim and Divrei Torah and the Chumash? So you know what I was thinking? An interesting point. First of all, I want to tell you something cute. There was once a Rosh Hashiva that set up shat. So the other Rosh Hashiva told him, that's not good. So the Rosh Hashiva answered, but ayin panim la Torah, there's different ways how to... So he says, I'm a little pshat selcha en b'chlal panim. Panim. Hanushkin panim. In Yiddish there's an expression, b'chlal lo... There's no face to it, so it's a stam bizayon. Okay. I want to tell you more. They say, someone once told the pshat to the Rakechava. And the Rakechava answered him, "Lepshat kaze, aiti muchan l'sher tachatahar." Katuv kafalei amarki gigit, except the Torah. For such a pshat, I would have been ready to be under the har. Yeah, I would have stayed there. Not worth. I wouldn't have accepted. I would have been under the har. Yeah. You like it? What do we see from here? That it has to be mechuvan la'emet. So you know what I want to say? An interesting point. Tachshav al pshat achrei hayigi'ah lechaven al emet. Achrei kama yamim, after days of working on a pshat and a tosvot, kivanta lepshat, kacha yesh ayin, v'kacha yesh shishim ribu b'tocha ayin. It's not stam divrei Torah. Od pshat yichulim lagid kacha. No. The ayin panim la Torah is pshat emet. Take Reb Chaim Brisker's pshat l'tosvot. Kacha, kemo pshat kaze, yesh ayin, v'yesh shishim ribu b'tocha ayin. 42 million such pshatim. Al tachshav 42 million pshatim istam achmeise. Divrei Torah shekara, shekarech is gematria Moshe, and Moshe is gematria Chaim b'Chaim David. Lo mitkavnim al ze. Amash omrim b'sheva brachas al ze lo mitkavnim ayin panim la Torah. Ayin panim tachshav al hapshat shel Rashba.
V'yesh ayin kacha, v'yesh shishim ribui kacha. Al tachshov ma shechayim hayah, eis ma sheberel sham omer, ma she simcha amar eizeh chveis rayon ba. But hardamashelo, when he was dreaming and his eating his popcorn, we're not talking about those pshatim. We're talking about tachshov al rajbe, al ritv, al ben ishchay, a pshat shel al ben ishchay. Yesh kach ayin, ubetoch ayin yesh shishim ribu. Now you understand what we're talking about. Now you understand. Okay. Let's go a little further. Now that we understand a little bit of what it means, one word of Torah, and that's called what? Pnimiut. Pnimiut HaTorah. Shmois of Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Alfei revavot pshatim al kol mila. And this is Emor. How does one zoche to that? How does one zoche to reach that he sees a little bit more omek in his Torah, pnimiut? Okay. Ratzon is good. That's good. Kviut is good. Tahara. Katvem aluach libecha. You have to write it where? Alalev. Luach libecha. I'll explain to you. Did you ever notice that a Sefer Torah needs a lot of work, a lot of work? What does a Sefer Torah need? It needs ibud haklaf, work it out. It needs that it should be from a behemah tohorah. You know, the Gemara brings down a very nice story in Bava Metzia. You remember the Tana? Well, who's the Tana that says he was Reb Chiya? Kama gedolah ma'aseh Chiya. The Gemara, everybody knows the pshat, right? That he said, in case the Torah would be forgotten, I would go and I would make nets, and I would take the nets, and I would catch deer, and I would catch shech the deer, and I would give the food to the taniyim, and then I would take the skin and write the Torah. So the tziv asks, why don't you just write, buy a sefer Torah and ashuk? What do you want? Or write a sefer Torah? What do you have to nets and catch deer? And Teretz is shayrish, tahira. It has to be pure. In order for Torah to work, it has to be pure. Tell me, what does this parasha talk about? Tahara takuhuna, tahara of the avoiding the Beis Hamikdash. Tumen Tahira. Emor. You hear Rabotai? Emor. The Amir of Torah, which the Gra tells us, is Tamea Torah, Kavanot Torah, Pnimiut Torah, is Talui in what? In the Tuma and the Tahara, the purity. You have purity, you'll see beautiful things. Gal einai v'abita niflaot mitoratecha.
What's purity
mean? What is purity? You want to know what purity is?
Yes.
Don't look at junk. Don't look at internet. And don't look at the newspapers. Don't look at all the junk of the world. Where are you going to live? In Lakewood.
Lakewood?
Yeah. You're going to live in Queens in your house, like the Briskerov. The Briskerov didn't leave his house. Right. You know where? In Yerushalayim. Briskerov didn't leave. In Yerushalayim, Briskerov didn't leave his house. You know that. They once came and knocked on the Briskerov's door. And they saw that he was sitting in his house with the shades closed. Yerushalayim, he was with the shades closed. The Rambam, I told it to them. They remember this. So they asked him, what are you sinning? He says, here, when you live in a city that there's poishim, people sin, you're supposed to lock yourself in a cave. Get yourself away from this. Tell me, what did Reb Shimon bar Yochai do? Reb Shimon bar Yochai ran away to a cave. And what was he zoche? Zar. What is the Zar? The Pnimiut HaTorah. It's as simple as that. Tachlis Le'Yameinu, we'll talk afterwards. I just want to talk a little bit about Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So we'll talk. Sit down. Control yourself. Sit down and control yourself. Yeah. Reb Shimon bar Yochai was Zaycha to the Indian of Zayar. Zayar is. Let me show you a little bit about Reb Shimon bar Yochai. I like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. He's a tzaddik, big tzaddik. Okay, let's talk about Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is mekushar to the esh, to fires. I don't know. Everything about him is fire. You know, he came out of the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas tells us
Pulsion Shalesh. You can make a good movie out of that. You know that. With the fire, you know, from the eyes.
Burning.
What do they call that? Laser.
Laser beam.
What's the fire?
Okay. Superman.
Now, if you know that he's very mekushat to fire, the minig on Lag B'Omer is to make madurot. Now, there's big tumul about the madurot. The Chatam Sofer was very against it.
Why?
Chatam Sofer said that he doesn't understand since when do you make a holiday on a yard site? Never saw anything like it. And he says, make a taste, we should make a holiday. And then he also said they went and they make fires and they burn clothing. It's Bal Tashchit. What are they burning clothing for? They take clothing. Okay. The meaning is to take clothing.
Okay.
Now they take clothing, they burn it, they buy their... So they used to take regular clothing. Bal Tashchit, you know, I'll do it. Chassam Sofer was very against it. The Kitzer, many Poiskim wrote that the Chassam Sofer didn't know exactly what it was. And Ganser Meisus. Yes, no, yes, no. I'd rather point out something very interesting. The Shoyd V'Sherish HaVoidah, which was all Kabbalah, all Zayah. The whole Sefer, he was a Mekubah, but he was a Litai. But it was all Zayah. He was from Litai. From Vilna. Rabbi, the Yisoid V'Sherish HaVoidah was a Litai. He was a Litvish and Mekubah. No, he was from Vilna. What are you talking about? He was a real Litvak. He was real Zusha Ziskin. He was a real, real, regular Litvak. But the only thing is he lived with the Zayah. He did everything up the Zayah. The whole Sefer is Zayah. There's no mention of Lag B'Omer there. There's no mention of Lag B'Omer in the Yisoid V'Sherish Lo Uskar B'Chlal B'Chlal. Reb Nissen Karel in his Sefer writes that the Ashkenazim are not allowed to listen to music by night. Right? Not allowed to. Because we were never mekabel the Lag B'Omer as a Yontif. They lived it, they were never, I grew up, I never heard of it. Never heard of it.
So the whole 49 days they don't listen to music?
No, so they're mutter because anyway it's mutter the next day.
Why?
Because of 33 days it ends for
Shitas Ashkenaz. For Shitas, no. For Shitas Ashkenaz, it's over after 33 days. So Lom Alayla because of Lag B'Omer. Lamaisa Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is chaylik on this, and he says, no, Lamaisa, it's a shtickly yontif, and so you can do it at night. Okay, but whatever it is, yes or no is a big diun. Yes, no, okay, whatever it is, I'm just trying to give you information. As a matter of fact, many svarim discuss that the actual meaning of the hadlaka in Miron comes from the Arabs. Okay, who says this? Many historians. Because actually, there were a group of Jews who lived in Palestine, and they were mivulal im haravim, with the Arabs. The Arabs liked those times, especially the Sufi. The Sufi Arabs liked very much flames and torches. Originally, they would do this by Shmuel HaNavi's Kever. This whole Miron thing was done in Shmuel HaNavi's Kever. And then, what happened was that the Arabs kicked them out of Shmuel HaNavi's Kever, so they went to Miron to Shem Bar Yochai's Kever.
Before the 1500s. Before the
Arizal? When was the Arizal? 1500s. I guess it was right before.
Because Arizal speaks about...
I'm asking, I'm just giving you information. There's a tumul where it comes from, what it comes from. The point being, there's definitely something with fires. The Bnei Yisoscha speaks about it, that you're supposed to have 17 candles because Keminik Toiv, Or Toiv, right? Where does it say Ki Toiv? Where does it say No Vayaral Kim Shetzel?
17.
Which day? Which day? The seventh. What? Third day, right? 17th word. The fire Toiv, whatever Toiv. So you have to have 17 candles. Okay. As a matter of fact, in Tunis, I met a Tunisian Jew. They have a special menorah that they light on Rosh Shimba Yechai's thing. Special menorah. It's called Menorah Rosh Shimba Yechai. I don't know. I forgot to ask him. The truth was, I was so astonished by the whole story that I forgot to ask him. They have 17 candles? I don't know. Is anybody here from Tunis?
No.
Do you like tuna?
No.
Not Tunis. Okay, now. Gematria Toiv. Gematria Toiv.
Tuna, how much Gematria?
17 candles. Okay, now. This is just a little history class. A little history class that you should know what Lag B'Omer is all about. Fine. Okay, this is just a little history class, no Lag B'Omer. Now, point being, it has something to do with fires. What is the fire? So the emphasis, the Zohar writes, that on the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter, The house was Mali Oira, was full of light, to the point that the Talmidim couldn't even look at him. They couldn't see his face. Good. There's another Zayah that also says that Rav Shimon Chai himself said, not to be ma'abel on him, but rather to light torches and to make a hilula. Torches. He wanted they should make torches, fires. Okay. There's another Zayah that says, very interesting, and this, wake him up because this is his limut, this is for you, that the day that Rav Shimon Chai was nifted, the sun didn't go down. Till Rav Shimon Chai told him to go down. Rav Shimon Chai said, okay, you can go. They waited for permission for the sun. You knew this? You heard this? That the sun did it. Now you learn this. That the Rav Shimon Chai, like Shemesh Begivon Doi. So again, the sun, the light, the fire, what is it all about? Oh. I'm going to tell you a litvish pshat in a Hasidish a minute. You ready? The Eilige Chafetz Chaim writes the following. You ready? In Shmiras Halosh, no less. Beautiful say. You know who the Chafetz Chaim was? Okay. In Shmiras Halosh and Shara HaTayr writes the following. Ki be'emes ein ketz l'kedushas HaTayr. There is no ketz. No end to it. Obviously, he didn't see this gra, because according to the gra, it's a lot more, because it's ayin panim latayra, and in each one has shishim ribui. So it's not shishim ribu pshat. He brings it down from the chesed l'avram azvuli, I guess is what the chidas something. No, what's
his grandfather?
His grandfather. Okay, so chesed l'avram is the chidas grandfather. That there's shishim ribu, and the truth is the gra learns more. That there's much more, right? There's ayin panim, and in each panim is shishim ribu. Okay.
But he didn't see the gra.
So what should I do? It's what it says here. So what do you want from me? Now, so what should I do? No. It's master shishim ribu perushim chol pasuk. Okay. Now the truth is, it's not l'chol pasuk because the grullers ayin panim is teresh bal peh. There's mem tes. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Now v'isim emedrish oisis Rabbi Akiva, the oir shall shmoisav hakadoshim shal hakadosh baruch hu. The light of the names of hakadosh baruch hu is lemala. It's more than esrim ve'echad alafim revavois parsois.
What is that?
I don't know. Numbers which are beyond my comprehension, okay? Kiminyan Shem Eya. Like the name of Eya, right? Shem's name. Okay. But Amru Chachameinu Zal, Amru Ablezer, so he brings a Medrash, a Yalkut. Lo nitna parashis a Torah ala Seder, that the Torah was not lefi the Seder, shilamalei nitnu ala Seder, because if it was ala Seder, we know ein mukdamu mukhar batorah. If it was l'fi haseder, kol mi shayakirei b'hem, hayach l'hachi yismesim, v'lasi yismesim. Anybody who would read the Torah could do chiyas hameisim, would be able to do this is the Chafetz Chaim. You ever hear Shmir Shalosh? It's not some Kabbalah say. Shmir Shalosh, Chafetz Chaim. L'kach nitalem mehem sidran shel haTorah. That's why the Hashem did not give us the Seder haTorah. Who galu lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu shenemar mi kamayni yikra. Listen, okay. So the light is parsais. Okay. Do you know that light, especially in Kabbalah, it's Yidua, is a simon for something ruchni which is not gashmi. When you want to talk about ruchnius, which is not defined in gashmi, for example, Reuven the Mekubal is going to wear a white thing on Shabbos, right? Because it's all ruchni and no gashmi. It's brought down that when a person dies, yeah, the Zohar writes clearly, that a few things happen. The first thing happens is that his relatives come to greet him.
What?
His relatives come to greet him. The Zohar writes this.
Kabbalat panim.
The relatives come to greet him. You think you're laughing. It's not only is it's in Furshi Gemara. The Gemara says that when a certain Tana died, the end of Brachas, Yecheskel, he says, put a chair.
Yeah.
Cheskel Anovi's here. Cheskel HaMelech. I'm saying, Cheskel HaMelech. Cheskel HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan, when he died, he put a chair for Cheskel HaMelech. I heard from a Yid that was there when Rabbi Shlaima Hyman was nifted, Rabbi Shiva of Tai
Vidas. What did he say?
Put a chair, Rabbi Kiv Eger came to meet me. Rabbi Kiv Eger.
No, because he spent his whole life learning the Torah of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And the Zohar Itakis says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai, his Rebbe's, came to greet him.
What's the point with the chair? But give any chair. See.
It's a siman. It's a siman. It's a siman. Oyrach HaKavod, tell me something. When you have Ushpizen.
Yeah, Ushpizen, Sukkot.
Sukkot. Well, they need a chair.
But the Sukkot is there. The Sukkot is mitzvah. The Sukkot itself. But the chair is just
gushy. What do you need a chair for? The people put a chair for them.
Why do you need a
Kishol Yahu? He needs a chair. Came, they say it came from a long trip. You know, so you have to give him a chair. To chabed oto. Okay, that's a different story. I don't want to get into that. Learn Torah on the chair. That's the best thing you could do. Now listen carefully, yeah? The point being, you hear? It's a matter of fact, there's another thing that the Zohar writes. That when a person dies, big light. He sees big light. Now you know it's interesting because people came back from the dead. A lot of people came back from the dead. All Bali Tshuva are people who came back from the dead. You know that.
What?
Just kidding. Bali Tshuva. No, literally, where you guys were, someone who wasn't Shema Torah Mitzvahs is like he's dead, right? No, but Bechlal, all the Bala Tshuva had life-death experiences. Ashkenaz, for some reason, doesn't happen to them ever. I don't know why. I had a guy. I have a guy in Lakewood that's a Bala Tshuva, a Sephardi guy. So he has a story about he came back from the dead. He was telling it to the Olam on Shabbos. Very interesting story. And they were laughing at him because they were all Lakewooders. So I started screaming at them. I said, I don't understand. The guy didn't say anything that's different than what says in the Zohar. It's a Chazal saying. So why do I have to believe that didn't happen? Maybe it happened. Again, why do I have to be such a skeptic and say it didn't happen? I'm saying the Zohar says this is what happened. So maybe Taka happened. It could happen to somebody, right? Okay. Bottom line is, what happens is you see light. You see a big light. All right? Tunnels and light. Okay, what is this light? What is all this light? So there's a Gevaldige Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says that Olam Haba, you could see it as light. So first a Medrash. Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai, the Medrash continues and says that B'shas P'tira Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the mace. When he's alive, B'shas P'tira, the Rabbeinu Shalom comes to greet, the Shechina comes to greet the Nifter. So there's Inyan of light. Point being, Parso, you see here? The Or HaTorah, which is the Shmois of Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu, is called Or. Here on the Chavetz Chaim says, Or Shmois of Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. How big is it? It's Lamalam, Esrim, Allah for Revav, is Parso, is unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable light. Now, this week, actually last week, the scientists came with an invention, which that's why the whole shir was noilad. I heard and read one thing, and from that, the whole shir came just that moment, like a lightning bolt. I said, that's it, I'm going to talk about this topic. The telescope. They have now a new telescope, which they could see farther than they ever saw. What did they see? Who tell them? They
new
saw
planets.
Light. With measurements which they can't measure. Unbelievable vast amount of light. Beyond the galaxies that they saw till now. Till now they saw certain, yeah? Now they were able to see further, and the further they see, that further, what do they see? Oyer. Lights which are, you know, was in amounts that they can't describe.
It's like all the Shemesh.
What?
They looked at the sun.
Behind the Shemesh, what are you talking about? I'm talking about behind that they ever saw. You see the Shemesh. I'm talking about the telescope they see. Pissed. They see it as Ur. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. All Ruchniyazdika things is seen as Ur. When you want to talk about Zayar is a Pneumius HaTayr. The physical way to describe the Pneumius HaTayr of the Zayar is Ur. It's light. The word Zayar, Abai Say, means light. Zayar Akia Masirim, it's light. Masiru, it's light. Zayar, it's a spark of a burst of light is Zayar. Abai Sai, what do I want to bring out? What I want to bring out is as follows. If you learn Torah, you'll see the light of the Torah.
There's
a tremendous light. Don't give it up. Don't give it up.
The light
for stupidity.
Every word, shishim ribui, unbelievable. You know what's in every word, every word. Would you give it up for a candy, for a glida? You gotta be crazy. Imagine I'll trade you shishim ribui, pshatim, mamish, lomis, shame. All this I'll trade you for what? For a lollipop. A lollipop. You would say, you're a meshugana. It says in the Gemara, the first mission over there, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, says Yerushalmi, V'chol Chatzecha V'yishvula. There's no way to trade it even. There's no way to pay for it. There's no way. That doesn't measure. Abai said, don't be mafsid diamonds. Unbelievable diamonds for lollipops. The lollipops of this world. This world's all lollipops. Okay, it's good. It tastes good for a few minutes. It's lollipops. So when you go to Lag Ba'omer, you light your bonfire. Remember, that's just a remes for something. What? For the or the pneem, the Torah, the beauty of the Torah, the light of the Torah. And then you'll talk about Zeicha. To the ideas of Lag Ba'omer and Zeicha. Abai Sa, have a wonderful week. We'll see you again next week. Okay, the answer to your question is as follows.
Practical things for
today. Practical.
Today, Tahara.
Okay, practical. Tell me.
Yes.
Do you have a TV at home?
No.
No. Do you have an internet at home?
No.
You don't have it at home?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you go? You have in the office. Do you ever go on? You have it shomer. Is it what do they call that? Kosher net.
I don't know how to use it.
You don't know how to use an internet at all.
No.
You're saying. Period. You don't know how to use the internet.
No, I don't know.
Okay, so you don't have that problem. Okay, let's go further. Do you walk in the streets?
Yes.
Okay. Do you look at women that you're not supposed to look at?
No. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So let the answer to the question: those women won't have nothing to do with you. Nothing. Zero.
That's why you're looking.
No.
I look. I'm sorry. I look.
When you look at those women, yes. You have a hava mean that those women want to be caught dead in the same room with you?
But my Yetzirah tell me to look at them.
But the Yetzirah is a fool. I don't understand. You want to be chomed something which that person hates you. They don't like you, those people. They wouldn't date you. So what are you being chomed exactly? No. If you went over to that girl and asked her for a date, you know what she would say to you?
No.
I'm calling the cops. Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
47 is so much of this.
Wait a minute. I heard about it. Okay, so listen carefully. Let me tell you something. Did you ever go to a zoo?
Yes.
And see a buffalo? Okay. You see a buffalo?
Monkey.
Yeah. Did you ever get excited when you saw it?
No. I give him nuts.
I guarantee you that the buffalo has more meatness than that the person you're having time for. I guarantee that the buffalo would treat you better than the lady who you're having a taiva for. Because the lady you're having a taiva for would curse probably the Jew and the dirty Jew. And you would see her one time open her mouth, you'd realize how vulgar and how mius, machmas muksu, or muksu machmas mius she really is.
There is also, we're talking about Jewish ladies also. We're not talking about Goyish ladies.
A Jewish lady is addressed not sneeze.
Yes. They forced to, not because they want.
There's offices that we buy merchandise.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an answer. You know, the truth is, I met, this is really the kavanah of today's shir. If you knew what you're being mafsid,
lolly isn't that diamond.
For a lolly, It's just not normal. It's just not a normal thing. If you knew that you could be mafsid.
This lolly is a sugar-free lolly also.
I'm just saying, you're being mafsid. What? What are you trading? What for what? What are you trading? Okay, I want to tell you another thing also. I promise you. I swear to you. Okay? That if a person is shomer his einayim from seeing what he shouldn't see, he has hatzlach in business. I swear that to you. Hakoil tali b'mazel. Chazal say mazel b'moitzi zera levatol. It's a very famous dechemet. Huh?
word nezila.
Nezila, mazel. Moitzi be, moitzi zer lo batzal. Huh?
Stechemet
says it clearly. Huh? I saw the stechemet. The point being, all hatzlachas in this world come from Shmira Tainayi.
But I see a lot of Noafim and
a lot of girls every day.
You see them rich. How do you see them rich? You see them rich. You know what's in their bank account.
Yeah, I see them.
You know, people thought Nadov. People thought Nadov was very rich. Was he really very rich?
Yes, he is.
He's sitting in jail now for the rest of his life. Rich.
He said, I'm from just make money, give everybody money, he said.
Yeah, he'll give everybody money. He's finished. Hatzlacha in this world comes from the same part.
Yeah,
okay. From the Chavetz Chaim.
Okay.
I gotta go home.
It's fine.